Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get started. All right, this is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 124. This is a special edition third anniversary podcast for this week. And I got to say something first before I go any further. If you are not a regular listener to the show, then I would suggest that you not listen to this specific episode and just wait until the next one comes out. This is not going to be a normal episode. It's going to be a little bit of a throwback to episode number one of the podcast. So if you haven't listened to the show before, don't judge the show just on this specific episode. You might just want to wait till the next one comes out or goes back. But if you are a regular listener to the show, then I think you might kind of like to see how the podcast started out back in March of 2008. At the time I'm producing this show, I'm about a week past the three-year anniversary of the podcast. And believe me, I never really thought I'd get this far, which is evidenced by the content of the first episode, which I'm going to kind of play some bits and pieces of it. What I'm going to do is play that episode, and I'm going to kind of have a little bit of a running commentary along with it. And similar to if you ever watch a DVD and listen to the director's commentary as the thing goes on, it might be a little bit like that, although it's probably going to stop and start a little bit. So I'm going to give that a try and see how that works out. A lot has happened since I started the podcast. The podcast started after I ran my third marathon. I've now done 16. Yeah, I've done a 50 miler, a ultra, a 40 miler ultra, a couple 50Ks, three or four 50Ks, I don't even know. And I've done a 8-hour timed race. And I've met lots of cool people and traveled to some neat areas to do long runs and marathons. And along the way, kind of, had different training groups form here and there, and really just made some really good friends with this strange hobby that I've got. So we're going to get into episode number one, and it's pretty goofy, and it's pretty awful also, but after the show, I will hit on a couple listener emails and mention a couple other things that I've got going, and episode 125 is going to be the listener appreciation episode. So this is your last chance to get your name in for Stand Up and Be Counted. The campaign, ashlanddave@gmail.com, gets you in on that. It's just a survey of listeners, where you're from and what you do. And what I've been doing is just making a list of everybody and where they're from. So that's all I'm going to really go over. But it's always cool to hear your name on somebody else's podcast. Okay, let's get into episode number one of the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, Retro Edition.
All right, let's give this a try. Hi, this is Ashlyn Dave, and I am running in the center of the universe. It's Thursday, March 6, 2008, and I'm giving my first podcast a try, doing a recovery run from last weekend. I think I'm going to do 4 miles. That's what I'm targeting right now. Haven't run all week, which I'll explain in a few minutes, but so I just started a few minutes ago, and I'm already starting to feel some of that same tenderness that I felt all during training. And so I'll probably take definitely tomorrow off. I'll run against.
All right, let me put this in perspective real quick. I just finished my third marathon, and I'm doing my first run after that. I might mention that coming up in the show. Using a digital recorder, didn't know anything about the wind, real amateur. I'm still real amateur. I've gotten a little bit better, I think, but that's kind of how this thing starts off, and I don't really know what to say because it's my first podcast.
Saturday, but I'll get into that in a few minutes. Anyway, this is my first attempt at a podcast. As you can probably hear, I am definitely running right now. I kind of like some of the podcasts that I've listened to where the people that are talking and sharing their thoughts and stuff, some of them are running, and I always thought that that helped me while I was running. Of course, I'm getting really winded, getting winded kind of early. Hopefully that'll plateau a little bit here. Anyway, about 65 degrees out. It's 4:30 in the afternoon. A little unusually warm for this time of year in Virginia, though. Anything can happen, but I'm really glad the sun's out. Hardly any wind. It's really a nice afternoon and perfect day for my recovery run, since I heard the weather's gonna be a little foul next couple days. But I'm not really sure what's gonna result from this effort today. Trying to record this thing while I'm running. It may totally bomb when I go back to try to edit. And I might just say, screw it, never trying that again. Or it might take off a little bit and I might do it for a little while. We'll see. But hopefully I'll have some fun in the process, which is really the bottom line for running for me. Having fun, enjoying being outside and putting some miles down. I think I'm gonna talk a little bit about recovery, because that's what I'm doing right now. Running recovery, that is. This is my first run since I ran a marathon last Sunday in Severna Park, Maryland. That was my third marathon. I ran a personal record. I got 4:25:54. So I'm a slow runner, slower than most. I came in third from last in my age group. That wasn't bad because most people that ran that were breaking 4 hours. So really my time wasn't really that big of a deal in the whole scheme of things. And I'm not really as concerned about that. I don't really want to come in last in my age group. But third from last is fine. I don't have any hang-ups over that. Anyway, my legs finally feel better today. They've been hurting all week. Monday was just miserable. Tuesday was miserable. Yesterday, I was kind of getting some of my regular feeling back. Quads especially, just awfully, awfully sore. Avoided steps at work, took the elevator, used the hand railing at home, get up and down the steps. It was just miserable. And I was kind of thinking back, trying to figure out why they were so sore. Because I did feel myself up after the race, and I didn't really do much stretching. I guess I could probably figure out why they were so sore, but on my 20-mile training runs, they were never that sore. I mean, I'm talking so awfully sore that when I walked, I felt like I was walking with my legs straight, and that's how bad it was. So anyway, I felt good enough to run today, so I figured I should get out here. Such a pretty day. I don't know if I was going to run or walk, one or the other. So I'm deciding to run, and I decided that this would be my first podcast. Get past this car here. Anyway, let's see. I'm not really a big fan of stretching. I probably should change that.
All right, let me break in here real quick. Man, I am one winded dude. I've got a laugh on how heavy I breathe, and I always wondered if I breathe that heavy when I run and I'm trying to talk to other people. But anyway, if you're still listening, as you can see, it was a pretty lame effort for the first one, although I have had some inquiries about how the podcast started, so that's why I've done it. All right, let's continue with the show.
If I do run another marathon, which I do have plans to do that in November of this year, you know, you hear all kinds of things about don't stretch cold muscles, It's probably just fine to stretch afterwards. I don't know why I haven't done it, but probably gonna start doing that.
3 years later, and I never have started doing that. All I want to do after a long run is get in the car and go home.
I don't think I can take too many more days like the last few. But part of the reason that I think the soreness was compounded was we drove back from Maryland right after the race, or a couple hours after the race, and I was in the back seat of the car, and my legs kind of cramped. Were just not cramping, but were bent, and I didn't really. I wasn't able to, you know, put them up on an ottoman or anything, which is probably what I should have done. And I really just sat there and did nothing. And so by the time I got home, I just felt like still not doing anything. Monday I got up, took off from work, and still didn't feel like doing anything. I mean, I did some stuff around the house, walked the dogs, dabbled with my running video a little bit and got a little hooked on that, and stayed sitting at a desk. So I'm probably my worst known enemy, and I realize that, but I think I'll have to remember that for the next time. Oh, let's see.
All right, that's pretty funny, those too, because those crickets in the background are not added with special effects. You know, when somebody says something and all you do is hear is crickets, which means there's nobody listening. So that's kind of how it was.
Knee pain. I had developed a lot of knee pain over the last year and a half. All right, I had a little bit of a technical glitch there. Apparently, I cut it off while I was running. Something to remember for next time.
And that's another thing I learned, is if you have a technical problem while you're trying to put together an amateur podcast, nobody really cares about that, and it's best just to delete it and start over, which I've done many times, more than the listeners know.
Okay, well, I don't know where I left off at, but let's see. Let's talk about my knee. It's so fun to talk about yourself when you're out here running. When you're by yourself, there's nobody listening to you. Probably nobody listening to this. Anyhow, I was very worried about my knees during the marathon. I didn't really tell anybody about that because you get a lot of unsolicited advice. But I came out just fine. I was very surprised. Very surprised. That's what was giving me trouble leading up to the marathon, and wasn't even a factor on race day. And in fact, I was pretty comfortable and relaxed running. I mean, I had a kind of a relaxed disposition mentally. I was relaxed. It's kind of hard to be relaxed when you're running because you're constantly, your heart rate's way up. But mentally, I was relaxed. Definitely contributed to my success.
Yeah, when I mention success in that connotation, what I mean is that this marathon was the first time I broke 4.5 hours. When I ran my first marathon in 2006, I was so humbled by the difficulty of the last 6.2 miles. I really never thought I would ever do it again. It was so hard. But then all that went away when I crossed the finish line, and then that was the Richmond Marathon, and then I ran the Baltimore Marathon the following fall. And then the following spring, I ran the BNA. And I didn't break 4.5 at Baltimore. I came a minute from doing that. And as a matter of fact, I might do a podcast about my experience at that one, because I was trying to actually match my late father-in-law's marathon time, because he was a 4:28 finisher. He only ran one. Anyway, so when I say success, I finally broke 4.5 hours, and I'm a 4.5 hour marathoner. I'm not BQ material. I know that.
It's here. Anyway, I guess I really should just keep everything in perspective. I mean, if you run 26.2 miles, you're going to hurt. You're going to hurt that time. When you're doing it, you're going to hurt several days after. There really is a big difference between that 20-mile training run, where they do it 2 or 3 times. I mean, if you're just a regular average Joe like me, then running 26.2. I mean, that 6.2 is just a whole different world. And unless you're mentally ready for it, it can really take you down. I was ready this time. I mean, I was so ready. And then, of course, got my PR and couldn't have been happier.
All right, let me talk about my PR for the marathon. I have gotten it down from 4:26. It's now 4:17:37. On that day back in March of 2008, that was, of course, my personal record because I broke 4.5 hours for the first time. I don't think I'll ever be able to break 4:17. When I ran the BNA for the second time this past March 6th of this year, I ran almost the same time as I did 3 years prior. Matter of fact, I beat it by about 41 seconds was the difference between the two marathons 3 years apart. And I didn't really reflect on that until I came home and was looking at my, I looked up my old time from when I ran it in 2008. So that course also has a special significance because that's when my buddy Tom qualified for the Boston Marathon. And that was a really cool day. And another friend of ours from Ashland named Alan went up there and ran his first marathon. So that's the deal with the PR. My PR has gone down some, but I think that's probably the fastest I'll ever run the marathon is at 4:17.
All right. Reason behind the podcast and why I'm doing it. For a few years now, I was listening to Steve Runner every week at steverunner.com. Steve put a podcast out called Fidipitations. It was really good. He's got over 100 episodes. I think it's 133. He's had to scale back because of work, but he covered so many different topics. He clearly did his research. I'm not going to be able to do stuff like that, but I have learned a lot from listening to his podcast. I mean, they're professionally done. He used to be some radio engineer or something. I mean, he's got topics on there from everything. But he scaled back, and he won't be putting one out every week. And he always thought other people should try it. So that was one reason behind the podcast.
And there you have it. That's the reason behind the podcast, is that I was an early listener to Steve Runner over at the Fidipitations podcast. I think his name is actually Steve Walker. Isn't that kind of funny that a guy who runs, his last name is Walker. But anyway, Steve Runner put out a good show, and he still does. I regret to say I do not listen to it as often as I have in the past. And the reason for that is one, I have my own podcast, so I spend time doing that. The other is that I've actually switched a little bit from running podcasts to history podcasts. I like listening to stories about the Civil War and different things in American history, and I seek out podcasts with that kind of material. I know that sounds really boring, but I tell you, one way to really lose yourself in thought when you're out on a 20-miler, and especially if you're doing it by yourself, is listening to somebody doing an analysis of different battles in the Civil War. So, I mean, some people think that's really boring. To me, that's interesting. And I do still subscribe to Steve's podcast, and I will put the show on my iPod if the topic is something that I'm interested in at that particular time. But anyway, that's a good one to check out if you haven't.
Second reason was because another person on another podcast said the same thing. Jody at confessionsofarunner.com started a podcast, and I learned about that podcast from Fidipitations, so I thought I'd try it out. She did a few, I listened to a few of her episodes. I listened to them all now, and they're pretty good. I mean, she's got some neat perspectives on things. She comments on the comments that other people say on her blog. So you get to hear from other people kind of indirectly. Jody said you should try to do a podcast, just people in general. So that's how I ended up trying it. And here I am trying to record a podcast. All right, I gotta stop running for a minute. I gotta stop talking for a second. Y'all walking all the way home?
We are walking.
Those aren't your kids.
All 4 blocks.
So those are the reasons behind the podcast.
Well, those were the early reasons. You know, over the last 3 years, the reasons to put out a weekly or bi-weekly show have kind of changed a little bit as I got into different, as I got into the marathon a little bit more and learned things and then wanted to try the ultra distance. So I couldn't really answer that question now, why I do the podcast. It's a hobby. It's a way to connect with other people in the marathon community around the world, which I have, and share ideas through email, which has been pretty much the coolest thing, is that a whole community has opened up, a virtual online way of communicating with people who are interested in the same thing, and it's kind of neat. So, because you see that, as I was doing the show here and listening, I'm actually checking my email, and I got an email from Mark. He said he didn't care whether I read his email on the show or not. I'll get to it probably at the end of the show. But he ran the Florence marathon in Italy. I think it was the Florence. I had no idea that they even had marathons in Italy other than the one in Rome, just because I'm ignorant to it. I don't, you know, obviously the Italians run. I just didn't realize they had more than one marathon in that country. Surely they do, but I just never knew. So that's one thing I've learned from doing the podcast, is knowing that there are people out there that are running marathons in other countries and then, you know, listen to this podcast and they're willing to share that information. So that's pretty cool. So that's another reason, I guess, now why I do the show. When I first started it, I had no, you know, I didn't think anybody would really listen. I kind of did it for fun to see what would happen, how hard it was. It was a new type of media for me. But it's obviously evolved into, you know, several hundred people listen to the show, and I've got a lot of people that did email me to stand up and be counted. So I just kind of wanted to get an idea of how many people are out there, because it's hard to say how many people come back week after week, and I've got a pretty good base number of listeners, which is obviously, you know, totally inflates my ego, but that's not really the bottom line. The bottom line is to have fun doing it, and to share information and then get information from other people that, you know, that makes me feel good, and that's the whole reason.
Anyway, I guess if you didn't give up on me, you're hearing this part of the podcast, and actually it was kind of fun. I didn't get too many people looking at me crazy. I stopped talking when I was running past somebody I knew. I got all these wires hanging off of me because I'm actually listening to my iPod while I'm talking. I got some new songs from a band that I like, and I needed to listen to them. Wanted to. But anyway, I think I will try the podcast again. I'm almost at my 4 mile mark, and feeling pretty good. I guess I think I have recovered. I'm running again Saturday. I think it's 5. I'm helping coach a 10K training team of beginners that are for the Bonnion Avenue 10K, which is something like the fourth or fifth biggest 10K race in the country now. It's really come a long way. I've run it a few times. It's really neat. It's just a lot of people. So I'm not looking too much beyond Sun Saturday. I mean, I'm going to run another marathon in November, but a couple things here and there throughout the summer, but nothing major. But I think I'll try the podcast again. So if I can get this thing edited and up on my blog, maybe I'll try another one here and there. Maybe not when I'm running. I might add some stuff together. Anyway, this is Ashland Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe. Y'all take care.
All right, and that was episode number 1 of the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. Now, I did edit out some of the stupid crap that I said that has no bearing anymore now, 3 years later. But anyway, I thought it'd be cool to go back through the first episode. I pulled that off my hard drive and play it. Some of the longtime listeners out there might have been interested in how the first episode turned out. So here I am over 100 episodes later. I'm still trying to get one out about every week to 2 weeks. and mainly do it just to keep my own running going. It gives my own distance running and training a little bit more of a purpose than just crossing the finish line and getting a finisher's medal. And it kind of allows me to connect to people all over the world. It really does make the world a smaller place. It's been pretty remarkable how I've met people from different parts of the world. And we do that through the email bag section of the show. And anybody is welcome to send their mail to the email bag, and I'll read, at least summarize it on the email bag section of the show. And that's ashlanddave@gmail.com. That gets you inside. And I'm going to admit, this is going to be the last call out for the Stand Up and Be Counted campaign. I got several more in this week. And what the Stand Up and Be Counted campaign is, in a nutshell, is I'm just interested in who the listeners are. And all you got to do is send me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com and just tell me your name and where you're from. And we're going to read, do a listener roll call probably coming up in a show or two. I just want to see who the listeners are. And so I've been making a list. And once I make that list, I'll read it out. And then that's all. That's the only place that information goes. You don't have to worry about me trying to spam you with useless emails and useless information. We all get a lot of that already through useless emails. Especially my work email. Gosh, I get so much useless stuff there, just spam. And, somebody has a thought and they send it out to everybody that'll listen. Anyway, I could go on and on about that, some of the spam that we get at work. All right, we're going to get to the email bag section of the show. Got a couple cool emails this week. And let's get to those. All right, the first one was from Ashlyn Bob. And Ashlyn Bob just had a remarkable marathon just this past weekend at the Tobacco Road Marathon, ran 4:37, took 20 minutes off of his previous marathon time, which was the Shamrock of last year. So Bob is checking in, and we're going to move him to Stand Up and Be Counted folder to make sure that I get him included. Also heard from Dr. Smitty down in the Chesapeake area. And Dr. Smitty's got a running blog now, which I'm going to put a link in the show notes. It's drsmitty.com. It's drsmitty.com. And his name's Greg. He's a friend of mine, lives down in Chesapeake. And we've run a couple races. We run a couple of the same races. I wouldn't say we run them together because he's pretty fast. He's definitely got, he's going to qualify for Boston real soon, I think. Anyway, he ran an incredible 3:37 at the Little Rock Marathon, and even got his picture taken with Bart Yasso. And I would imagine that Bart was probably getting his picture taken with a lot of people. Sorry about that, Greg. But anyways, good to hear from you as always, and all the best to your son, I think, running the 8K at Shamrock. So that's pretty cool. And always good to check in with you there, and hope to see you at the Ashland Railroad Run. I don't think you've signed up for that yet, so I'll have to check on that. Heard from Sandy out of Michigan. Appreciate it, Sandy. And work on sending me that video. I'm very curious about that. And she had a great trip to Myrtle Beach. And let's see, she's got a 100-miler planned. She wants to do it next summer. I don't know which one she's going to be doing. I'm pretty sure it's going to be probably up her way. But always good to hear from Sandy. She's been a longtime listener. Heard from Meriwether on the website, which is ashlanddave.podbean.com. And she says, I freaking love the podcast. And actually saw her last night. She ran Shamrock and ran an incredible 4:31, which again took 24 minutes off her previous marathon time, which was Shamrock last year. And I'll go ahead and put you in the Stand Up and Be Counted for two, Meriwether. Meriwether is got a lot of running talent, and I fully expect her to break 4.5 hours, and if not 4 hours at some point in the future, because she's got a very heavy work ethic when it comes to running and I guess other things in her life. And I'm pretty sure that she'll break that barrier, and hopefully we'll be around to see that. So good luck to you, Meriwether. Good to hear from you. Heard from Mark, and he's standing up and being counted. He's an Aussie who lives in London, and he's got one marathon under his belt, which was last November's Florence Marathon in Italy. I'd kind of mentioned this guy, I think, earlier in the podcast, if I'm not mistaken. And he's going to do another one in London, which is coming up real soon. So I guess that's, when is that? I think it's week after. It's less than 4 weeks. Anyways, thanking me for the show and all the effort putting it together. And he's out. He's got a fiance who's American. She's from the San Francisco area, but apparently has some family near Richmond. So he's trying to get some miles in around the Richmond area sometime in the future when he comes through this way. So who knows? If it happens to be on a race weekend when you're here, we just might cross paths, Mark. And I do have to Mark said he didn't care one way or the other whether I read his email or not. But the reason I'm reading is because he commented in his email about he didn't want to feel like a freeloader, so he wanted to at least drop me a line to say thanks for the podcast. So I appreciate that, Mark, and I'm going to move you to the Stand Up and Be Counted folder, so we'll include you in the campaign once I get that going or do the listener roll call. Heard from Richard out of the Woodlands, Texas, and he just did his another marathon this season. He's done several. Seabrook Lucky Trails Marathon in Seabrook, Texas, which is apparently just a few miles from the Johnson Space Center south of Houston. And he says that it's supposed to be flat as a pancake. So, yeah, Richard, I'll be looking forward to hearing from you on that. And if you give me a race report, I'll summarize and put it out on the podcast. So good to hear from you. Heard from Mike. Out of, Cincinnati, Ohio. Veteran of seven marathons, back of the packer like me, and I got something like a 420 PR. Good to hear from you, Mike. We'll put you in the Stand Up and Be Counted folder, and I appreciate you listening to the show. He's a longtime listener, so I appreciate you sending in that email. Also heard from Bama Runner out of all places, Alabama, and I think I've referenced Bama Runner before. He's got a blog at bamarunner.blogspot.com. He's been listening 2.5-3 years, and I think he is an original listener. He's going to do his first, I think Bama, you might have already wrote in, I'm not sure, I have to check my list. He's going to do his first 50-miler this year, and all the best to you on that. I think you'll do fine. I think you've done several 50Ks. All right, heard from Dane out of Minnesota. Been a fan of the podcast a long time. He's a mailman. So he has all day to listen to running podcasts, really likes the running and center of the universe. So I appreciate you saying that, Dane. Dane's done 10 marathons, 250Ks, 250-milers, loves the longer distances, and he's training to go for a PR at the Fargo Marathon in May. So he's clearing about 70 miles a week. And he waiting for winter to be over, and he did request the blister pictures. So, and I did hear back from him, and he thought they were pretty bad, so... all you got to do is send an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com and you'll get a nice gift wrap picture, electronically, of course, of some of the worst blisters you might have ever seen. I actually thought I was going to probably need a skin graft when I first saw these, when the medical person at the North Face 50 miler last year first saw me take my shoes off. I did get worried. I thought I was going to have to have some kind of skin graft taken off my backside or something. Anyway, that's I'll move you to the folder of the Stand Up and Be Counted there. Dane, good to hear from you and appreciate you listening to the show. And last but not least, heard from Sweet Daddy D out of, where did he say he's from? Springfield, Missouri. And he sent me a MP3 audio clip of a short story about if your shoes could talk, and apparently Mark, who's out of Alabama, who's Bama Runner, narrated it for him, and I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to listen to that, and I'll put a sample in the next show with a link if you want to listen to the whole thing. I think it might be a little bit lengthy, but Doug, I will, who's Sweet Daddy D is Doug, I will, I'll listen to that when I get a chance. I received your email right when I was getting ready to put the show together, so I'm going to put you in the Stand Up and Be Counted folder right there. And, okay, well, that's the email bag section of the show for this week. And I've got one review off of iTunes that I wanted to include on there. And I've gotten lots of reviews on iTunes. It's been really cool. If you want to go on iTunes and leave a review, that's really cool because that helps other people that are looking for running podcasts. And, of course, it strokes my ego also, which I must say I can't... I can't complain about, but anyway, it does help other runners who are looking for running podcasts, and iTunes doesn't really have them organized in any specific section. They're just kind of in podcasts. And but if you are looking for additional running podcasts, you can go to runningpodcast.org, and Nigel over in the UK has spent a lot of time putting all that together, and he's got a link to mine on there also. So let's take a look at the iTunes review. Don't get these too often, and this one's way overdue. Back to February 13th. From Michael W. Davis. Great podcast. Never miss an episode. Must have any runners arsenal. Thanks, Dave. Michael, if you're still a listener, send me an email at ashanddave@gmail.com and let me know where you're from, and I'll put you in the Stand Up and Be Counted campaign, which actually, I was just checking my notes, is actually going to be the listener appreciation episode. It's actually going to be next, the next episode, episode 125. I think it was incorrect earlier in the show when I was talking about when I was going to do it. I think it is going to be the next one. And that should be pretty easy to put together because I have a lot of listener support. And, you know, the podcast wouldn't be possible without listener support. And I'm not talking about financial support, just talking about people supporting the show and allowing me to be a kind of conduit to exchange information through the show about what people do around the world with their distance running, because it's, you know, a big hobby of mine, something I'm really interested in. And I really do think it enhances my life. It kind of makes my life kind of exciting. And as I said, I think in the last show or one before that, is everybody wants to be great at something. And, you know, we strive to be, don't we all just want to be great at something? And I guess that's why I like the long distance running, because I can finish. I can actually be, I guess if you finish, you know, a marathon or longer, you are great because you finished. I mean, there are people that are greater than you, but I guess it does make you kind of great. And I guess that's all what we really want anyway. I'm not trying to sound arrogant there. So anyway, Michael, thanks for hitting iTunes on that review. That's always kind of cool to see what people put on there, because iTunes is seen by lots more people than ashanddave.podbean.com, that's for sure. Okay, I want to just mention real quick that I'm going to be switching back from Brooks to Asics. And the reason for that is I just cannot afford the Brooks Adrenaline price tag at $100. I mean, I can't afford it, but... I don't know. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Even though they're good shoes, I'm going back to the A6. I bought some 2150s off of Zappos.com for $75. But I do need to put a. I do recommend the Brooks Adrenaline, because I've already cleared, I think 420 miles on them, and I'm not having any pain. Well, I'm having pain when I run, but nothing that's residual. And so I'm going to go back and try the A6. Now, I will say the reason I got away from A6 is because when I ran the Richmond Marathon last year, was it last year? A year before, what happened, I guess that was 09, what happened was that the A6 soles broke down to a point where I actually felt like I was running barefoot and then twisting the pad of my foot on the asphalt as I took each step. That's how useless the shoes became. So I'm going to give them another try. Got a higher model. The only problem with ASICs is they keep changing their model and going up in numbers. Why can't they just make the same shoe over and over? I don't understand. Anyway, I got to thank Dirt Dog for hooking me up with some the Brooks Adrenaline for the last several pairs. And Mike, I probably should have taken advantage of your offer the last time. That was my mistake. So I'm switching back to A6 for at least one pair, and we'll see how those go. They should arrive any day now. I'll break those in, and if all goes well, those will be the shoes most likely that I'll run the Florida Keys 50 in. We'll see how it goes. Also purchased a pair of gaiters, and the reason I've done this is because I am sick and tired of taking my shoes off in mid-runs and getting little pebbles out. This past weekend when I ran double long runs of 22 on Saturday and 10 on Sunday, you know, just constant. Sitting down on the guardrail and taking both shoes off and dumping out a tiny little rock that somehow just the perfect toss that gets tossed. The bottom of the shoe picks it up and then the perfect toss right into the heel. I just don't understand how the physics can be so perfect with that. It doesn't make any sense to me how you can pick up a rock with the bottom of your shoe and it's a perfect toss into the shoe. I don't understand. So I'm going to start running with some. I got these Dirty Girl gaiters because they seem to be the cheapest ones and they don't go real far up your ankle. And they are for men. Don't worry about that. I'm not wearing girls' stuff. But they're just got some basic blue ones. So we'll see. It looks like you got to put a little bit of a Velcro thing on the shoe. So I'll try those out. If I don't like them, you know, it's not a huge loss. But I know I'm going to need them down in the Keys anyway because it's going to be a road ultra. And I'll have the same problem. For the shorter distances, I'm not so worried about the rocks as I am the longer distance, because I don't want to keep having to take my shoes off just to get little rocks out. And because a little rock can really do a lot of damage to your foot. Also, one update. I did do the duct tape this past weekend for the 10-miler. Although my 10-miler was interrupted by getting called into work, I did come home and finish the rest of it. And the duct tape just made me feel like my shoe was a little bit loose until I got used to it, you know, because the tape was kind of holding the skin closer to the foot. So that was really no big deal, nothing to report there. And then the race director's update is we are just over a month out from the 33rd annual Ashland Railroad Run 10K race, which I'm the co-race director, which I've mentioned before. And I'm sorry to say I haven't really been doing as many race updates as I have. So what I'm going to do is save that for episode 125. I'll include that with the listener appreciation episode. And I'll jot down some notes so I can share that with everybody who's never run a race before, some of the things that we've discovered that you really got to stay on top of. All right, well, that's it for this week. This is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, and you can hit me at ashlanddave@gmail.com. Last week for Stand Up and Be Counted campaign, so that means today I'm putting the podcast up on March 21st, which is the actual date for today. When I'm putting the show together, I'm uploading it, and I'll give everybody 10 days from today. If you're, you know, a cutting edge listener, always getting the most recent episode, and you haven't sent in your email for the campaign, it's ashlanddave@gmail.com. This will be it, because I want to get that show out, because I've been saying this for a couple weeks. So I want to get that show out for episode 125, and that's all to celebrate the third anniversary of the show. Okay, that's it. This is Ashland Dave reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.